Parshas Boy El Paroi. Boy is Rosh Hateves Amuna and Betochen, or Bischus Avos. Because for Moshe Rabbeinu to take the plates to go into the Aron of Paroi, Avad, it's a great farnem. We're holding the Obemis already in the middle of the Sugya. The Balaturim says that Boy is Rosh Hateves, Boy is Gematria. Boy is Gematria. Boy is Gematria 3, Zokta Balaturim, because there's 3 Makis left. The emphasis I tell you that boy, beis is bechoyrus, and aleph is arve, and choyshe zetminish. So it's all 3 markers on irmas in boy. But the emphasis is the Rabbi Nishlam now tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki ani echbarti es liboy." Why is Moshe Rabbeinu worried? So the Paradis Yosef he brings that the emphasis is we know that the matar of choyshech was that they should look out and search for all the oitzris, and also that when the meisei, when the 4/5 of Christ will die, that the Mitzrayim shouldn't know. If Pari's going to suddenly give in now, we're going to lose out on that chelik. So Moshe says, we need those makas now. So the Rabbi Yisrael tells Pari, no, don't worry. Can yechbarati yisli boy. Gam zeyiye. We're going to talk and get through troughing with them. Lamaisa, the Zohar asks, why does it say boy el Pari? It should really say lech el Pari. So, of course, if you go that shoyvivim is the Rosh Hateves, shmoyis ve'era boy b'shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, it's not shoyvivim, it's shoyvivim, so that itself is a teret. Why it says boy? Oh, but the emes is Rav Shamshin Mastropolia, he says, very interesting, he says, the Rishonim asks, it doesn't Bechlal say that the Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Rabbi Nishloilam about the Mak of Arba. It doesn't say. How did he know it was Arba? The Rishonim, the Daskenim, the Rosh, the basic Rishonim on the Sugya, they ask, who state that it was Arba? We'll see, Behemshich, there's many throats and where it was Mavur, how Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was Arba. So the emphasis, he knew it starts with an aleph, right? The tzach adash be'achav. So he knew that the mark has to start with an aleph. And also there's a gzer shav, it says, l'man t'saper, and by yoyel, in the Navi, by yoyel, it says, sipur, by the arbe. So he had a gzer shav. And we also know that the ten markers are k'neged the eser mamorish in Evra Oilam, and parshas arbe is neged yehirakiyah, there's a yonim to explain, but he had kol minei smach that it should be arbe. Hachoheina rabbi, he's over, Shamshon, I suppose, he says, murder, he says, Boy El Pari. The letter Beis switches with the letter Pei. And the letter Ayin switches out with the letter Aleph. Ayin and Aleph are exchangeable, and Beis and Pei. Boy El Pari. Put Boy into Pari. Take the Pei out, take the Ayin out, and instead put in Boy and Aleph. Beis and Aleph. What do you get? Arba. You get the letters Arba. Boy El Pari. The Furish. And that's why it's Boy and not Leif. Boy El Pari. The Rabbi Nishlom is telling you to put the Boy into Pari. Rabbi Chassam Sofer brings this from the Psham Shem Mesopoli, and he's Moisif. He says the difference between Parai and Arbe, putting in the base and the olive instead of the pay and the iron, pay and iron is 150. The difference is 147. That's Yaakov Avinu, lived 147 years. When Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, there was a Rav. And in the schus of Yaakov, the Rav went away. But if you take Yaakov out of Parai, you take 147 out, instead you put in the base and the olive, you're going to get back Rav. How? Because the Arbe is going to come and eat everything up. And that's how you know it's Arbe. So boy, El Pari, also from, also because the oisias are mischalif to Arbe, but also because you're taking out the 147. I've nempt oisiyakoi from the Pari, you're left with Arbe, and you're going to go back to the Rav. Without the schus of Yakoi, it comes back to Rav. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it's Arbe. The emes, the Sforim write that Pari Betzim is the gildel of Kayin, and the Abish to give Kayin an ois. Eitan Lekim, Kayin ois. What's the ois? Shteyn. Because the result was the Ois Yud. What's the Ois Yud? Pari is 10 more than Moshe. Moshe is 345. Moshe is Gematria 345. Gematria Chazak. It works. Chazak is 115. Times 3 is 345. Kel Shakai. Shakai is with a dal, not a kuf. And Kel is an aleph, but Kel Shakai is Gematria 345. Moshe is Gematria 345. Pari is 355. Pari is 355. 10 more than Moshe. He has to get 10 makis. 10 makis to put him down to level him back to Moshe. He was 10 more than Moshe. He had this ois of Yud, this 10 more than Moshe. And he has to get the 10 makis to clap him that he goes back and down to that level. So anyways, the Rabbi Shalom is bringing Arbe, Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. The Balaturim says, Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, and also Vayonach v'yoyim ha-shvi'i. The Arbe didn't work on Shabbos. The Arba stopped on Shabbos. And that's why it says in the Hemshech, I saw someone says, I don't know if the Baal Turim says, but Vatech Shacha Or, it's only after Tzeis, it got dark, and then Vadeichel is called Esav. They waited business around the town until it was richtig dark, Vatech Shacha Or, because they kept Shabbos. And that's why Pari was so upset. For Yosemite Oli, if some of us says it, these frimmers, they don't want to keep Shabbos, this I don't want. That's he couldn't handle. Same thing by Tzfardeya. The Tzfardeya says Shira, the Perek Shira, the Tzfardeya says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod. That Pari didn't want, he doesn't want these frimmers. So that's what Vayonach is Shabbos. The MSI saw, it's the first pasuk. It says, Leman Shisi Oisoi Sai Eile. What's the Oisiois? The three Oisius. What does Klal Yisrael have? Three Oisius. Shabbos, Milah, and Tefillin. Those are three things that are Ois. That's connected to these three Makas. Arba is connected to Shabbos. We just said that the Arba, Vayonach Vayem Ashvi, Vayonach Arba, Palturim. Choshech is connected to Milah. By Choshech, four-fifths of Klal Yisrael, the Chelek Hara was Husar, it was a Milah. It was cut off the chelik, not the chelik atoyv. There was avdola between the toiv and the ra. That's the ois of mila, and avada makas bechoris is that you're having it filling kaddish li kol bechor. So the shisi oisoi sai is avada going on the three makas, but it's also going on the three oises that Klal Yisrael has. Now by the beginning of the makas, the arba comes by yinag Hashem ruach kodim, but on the way out when he takes the arba out, it's vayafach Hashem ruach yom chozak ma'oid. So a lot of the Mepharshim tell why at the end of the Makav Arba did it require a Bazundere Ruach Chozok Ma'oid. In the beginning it was just enough for Ruach. So I saw many Tzritzim on this. Reb Zalman Sirotskin in his Nayim Oteri brings, because in the beginning the Arba was, they didn't eat yet. They came very, they actually brought thin ones that are very hungry, that didn't eat yet. So they were light. But after they ate, it was much more, it was Chozok Ma'oid. You needed a much, they were Shmenim. Another chat is because it says on the way in, the wind blew the whole night. But on the way out, it says there was a Ruach Chozak Moed, and in 1 second it all disappeared. So to do it, the Mak Achas, in 1 second, it needs Chozak Moed. Another chat is that there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that even the dead Arbas that they already were preparing for Macholim, Madanei Mitzrayim, Madanei Gulach, I don't know. They were preparing this Arbas. It says in the Medrash that the live Arbas carried the dead ones on Arbabek, and they were carrying them, so it was heavier. And also, Pashat, someone told me, Chayin Oisi Yisatzmai, in the beginning they were all alive, but now even if you don't do this Medrash, but the dead Arbas, you don't have Chayin Oisi Yisatzmai, you need a stronger Ruach to take it away. So, already by Arbahem, Moshe is having a Shakal Atariah with Parai. They're starting already to handle the Emes, this comment to Yukim. It says, Moshe says he wants to do a Chag and then a Zebach. The Gemara Chagiga handles the difference between Chag and Zebach. If it's a Zebach, then it's Korbanos. It's only the men. You don't need the women. You don't need the children. Ahina Tzrik, Apari is having a Shaka Vataria. I saw a very interesting pshat that Apari is saying keep the women here, but there's one pshat that says, Ki oisa atem evakshim. So I saw an interesting pshat. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu's grandmother was Oisa. Right? The Pasuk says, Asher Yolda Oiso, the Levi B'Mitzrayim. Yecheved's mother, Yecheved was the daughter of Levi. Right? She was Amram's aunt. She was the daughter of Levi. That's her father. Who was her mother? Her mother was Oiso. It says in the Pasuk. Yecheved, Asher Yolda Oiso, the Levi B'Mitzrayim. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu's grandmother. And Pari's saying, you know what? Maybe even the lady should go, but at least let the Baba Oiso belie. She'll be the Mashkin. Ki Oiso, because you're saying you're going only for 3 days. If you're going only for 3 days, let the Baba stay. Oiso. No, you want to, you're planning to sneak out. Ki oisa atem evakshim. You want to go with your baba oisa. You want to take oisa with you. Because you're really planning not to come back. That was, he says, I want oisa as a mashkin. That's what he was saying. That was the shakla v'tari. You come to Makas choyshech, suddenly Rashi spells a kasha. V'loma hevi aleim choyshech. Now, can you do in Harvey Midrashim, the Midrashim explain every makah in the tachsisei melchama of the oinshim to the Mitzrayim and also Bechlal, how the ten makas are yesoidus for Amunah in Hagas Abayri in the Veld, and this all in Yonim and every one of the makas punktar Avilama Hevi Aleim Choyshech. And Rashi brings two reasons: to be covered the Rishoyim, the 4 fifths of Klal Yisrael, and also to be Machapis the Oitzrus that the Yidden were able to see, they are able to see during this Choyshech, and they were able to take the Oitzrus. So I saw one shot, the Chanukah Satorah brings interesting, he says, because Bemis is Lashon of a Medrash. That the Eibush the Shoal the Pamalia delay is a Kedai to bring the Mak of Choshech, and they answered the Kula Miskimu that it's Yekedai. And we know there's a famous Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, the Gemara's Mavur, that if the Ganser Bezdin is masking to something, it's not 22 against 1, it's 23 Mamish, Kulam Pechad, you don't pass in it. Kulam l'choyvi, you don't, you go l'schus. So here it's kulam amru. The Torah says if it's two different reasons, then it's not a problem. Because kulam amru, a davar echad, that you're not masking to the psak, is maybe there was something, they all agree. But if they all agree to the psak, but for different reasons, that's enough. So by choyshech, where the medrash says, kulam iskim u davar echad, you need it, that it should be good, you have to have more than one reason for choyshech. Like Rashi, lo mehevi, he brings two pshat. If it's two pshat, then it's entails a chop, as there's a chanukas a Torah. We spoke the other time, there's a big cheshbon, we passed this, the mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months, which means the Makkah of Dam started a full year before, and we had problems with the age of Moshe Rabbeinu working out. However, according to a lot of Achroinim, the Makkah of Choshech, assuming that each Makkah was for 7 days, it's actually Machlekes Tanoim, in the Medrash, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yehuda says it was for 7 days each Makkah, and then a 23-day break. Rabbi Nechemia says that it was a 23-day Makkah and a 7-day break. Vayimali Shiva Yamin means the 7-day break between each Makkah. Now, the Makkah of Choshech went in sections of three. First 3 days, and then three Gorgor Starke days. But as I saw in the Yifei Toyer, one of the Pirushim on the Medrash, he says, according to Rav Nechemia, that each Makkah was 23 days, he says Choshech also was. It means there was a whole bunch of 3 days, not just two levels. It kept on getting darker and darker, but there was six or seven and a half, I don't know, sections of 3 days. But if you learn it was Magbil to every Makkah, then and you assume that every Makkah was 7 days, the Makkah of Choshech, according to one Cheshman, was on Zion Nisan, and it actually was on Zion Ches and Tes Nisan. Yud Nisan was Shabbos Hagodol. On Shabbos there was no Makkah. And then the Makkah continued. Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. That's only 6 days. There it is. The seventh day of Choshech was interesting. Loshen of the Chizkuni Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gonzoi, and he used it. You know, we have the Or Shenivra Sheishes and Meberishes. The Gonzoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Here we have Choshech that we're going to. We'll soon see what this Choshech is. Over the Choshech again was for 6 days. Zayin Ches and Tes Nisan. Yud Nisan was Shabbos. There was no Choshech. Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel was another 3 days. That's the next 3 days. And then the last day of Choshech, the Eibishter was going to it for the by Marcus by Kriyas Yamsef when they needed to be Makkah by Mitzrayim. There was some more Choshech. The pasuk says, "By this choshech it was leiro ishes ochiv, and then eventually for leikamu ish min koymoi, leikamu ish mitachtov." It's a meridik of the herod, a musavart, but an important yisoid. When someone's in the dark, the pshat is he doesn't even see someone. In Hebrew, there's an expression, "Ani boro eotcha mimeter." I don't see you. You're right in front of me. I don't see you. I just don't. That's choshech. A person that's an oir is someone that sees the other person. You know, it's fascinating, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, he disappears from a teenager till 80, we don't exactly know too much based on the Midrashim. There's not too much that the Torah says, but the few things that you see about him is, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayar b'sivloisom, that he was in awe, he saw the other person. He was nice about Olam Chaveri. The little that we see about Moshe Rabbeinu, he's worried about the Shepsela, he's worried about the other Yid, he's worried, that's godless. On these little small stories you see of Moshe, we have the big story. No, that's the story. That's it. That's the Adam Gadol. The Gadol, the Man Gadol. This little story here, this little story here. Demis, there's a Moiridik Atites from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. Right, it says Demis in Parashat Shmois, Vayigdal Moshe. I'm just saying this is the opposite of Choshech. Choshech is Loiro, Ishesachem. Mized Gonish. But the opposite of that is that you see the other person. But it's immediate that a person is not mamash totally drawn into himself. He's able to see the other person. He's also able to see the Bashefer. He's also able to see a Rashba. He's, you know, a little bit beyond. You know, open up a little bit. But it says over here, "Vayigdal Moshe, vayetze al achav, vayar b'sivloisam." There's a moyer de gevort from Yeris Naimishitz. Why did Paroi not be Meshavet Shevet Levi? Zokter Yeris Naimishitz, because Paroi knew from his the Gnisov that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is coming from Shevet Levi, and Paroi knew, and he was right, that the only person that could be the Moshiach Shal Yisrael from the Golus Mitzrayim is someone that suffered in the Golus with them. If it's going to be someone from an outsider that doesn't know mamish from inner veining, duch and duch, what they were going through, he's not going to be able to take them out. There's no migul haitzi over here. You have to be from inner veining. So he had a foolproof plan. Mitchila the shibut. The Levim don't work. Levim can stand about the medrash. The Levim are not in the shibut. They're not in the shibut. And this is a foolproof plan. It really works. He knows that the Mashiach is supposed to come from Levi. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. Because the Mashiach, he understands Pasha Mitzah the Teva has to come from someone that suffered it over Benz. So how did his plan backfire? Vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei el echov, vayar b'siv Moshe. He He was so kipshutay noise be'elin chaveirov. Kiyu, he was part. Be'emeth, this was a good plan. For hundreds of years, Pari is being poiter shevet Levi, all because he has this chav that the Mashiach can't save them because he's not going to be part of the shibud. He missed out this last nekuda. That the Vayigdal Moshe, that Moshe was mazeh not in choshech. Moshe Rabbeinu was kulei be'or. He was kulei in vayar b'sav loisam, margish b'sav loisam, noisiv o'olam chaveri, and he's able to be Mashiach of them. He's mitoich the golos. He's able to be Mashiach of them. Now there's another nechudi by choshech that says that it was choshech al kol aretz Mitzrayim. We already have choshech. We have choshech b'tchilas abriya. The choshech of Makas Mitzrayim is the same choshech as tchilas abriya, right? But mitchilas abriya, and even now we have or by yoin, choshech balayla. So that's what it was by Mitzrayim, even by Yoin, it was Choshech. So first of all, there's a big nidden. Let's first talk about Choshech from Bereshis, before Shmois. Choshech of Bereshis, what's Choshech? Donu harishoinim v'acharoinim, whether Choshech is a Mitzias called Choshech, or it's a header of Or. L'moshel, I'll quote you, there's a Marsha in Mesechta Tomid, Daf Lamed Beis. Over there, the Gemara brings that Alexander Mukden asked 10 questions from the Ziknei HaNegev, and amongst the question was, what was first, Choshech or Or? And they said they didn't want to answer, even though the truth is Avad, the Choshech was first, it's Mefurash HaPasek. But over there, the Marsha, it's a whole Arichas there, but the Marsha tells and explains, Avada, he says, listen, Das Haminim, the Apikorsim hold, who's the other Tzad? Is the Ibn Ezra, the Psadi going, the Sforna? Again, the Marsha says, Das Haminim, Shehachoshech Eini Ela Heder Or. There was no necessity to be boyrei something prior to Or. The absence of Or is choshech. Aval anachnu adas aminim ki Hashem yisbarach boro shneim yesh mi'ayim. There's a bria called choshech. Now the emes is, the pasuk says, yoytzer Or, voyrei choshech. It also says, vayikra likim la'or yoyim v'la choshech karalaylo. There's also a gemara in Chagiga daf yudbeis. The gemara in Chagiga daf yudbeis gives a list of the 10 things that were created v'yoyim rishoyim. And amongst them is Or and Choshech. Now, the pastus, the Or, where does the Or come from? So, when the Rabbi Shalom created Or on Yom Rishon, there was no Shemesh yet. The Shemesh was Nitla in Yom Revi'i. Rashi in Psochem Daf Bey says that the Or that was there on Yom Rishon, Sheni and Shlishi, was Or Shebora Mehoid Ma'atel Vushoy. Whatever that means. And then came the Shemesh on day 4. But now when we have Or from the Shemesh, so if the Or goes away, Lamushal, at night the Shemesh is not there. Or Lamushal, if you go into a cave or into a room without windows Bechlal, underground, and there's no Or from the Shemesh, there's also no Or Shabar Mihoy Mat Lavusha, because that Or was only for 36 hours, and it was Nugnaz in the 36 Mesechtes and the 36 Nevers of Chanukah, and in the Torah. Why 36? Why was that Or for 36? 12 hours of the first day. By night it wasn't there. By night it was Choshech. And on the fourth day already came the Shemesh. So the 36 hours is day 1, day 2, and day 3. That's the 36. Simple. But when there's no Or, it certainly gets dark. But is there Choshech? So if you learn that Choshech is a Bria, what's the purpose of this Bria? L'chair, in the absence of Or, there's no need. Like even the first day, the Ebrister created Choshech, but then there was Or. So the Or went away after the 12 hours of the first day. So at night, the second night, it was dark. What's the purpose of Choshech? What do you need it for? So the Achronim explained that it's even in the beginning of Psalm talks about this. He brings Yerushalmi that there were people in a cave, and in this cave they didn't know whether it was day or night, and they had to keep. They were hiding from some from Sinim, from a Chablin, from who knows what. I don't know. They were scared. They were hiding there, and they had to be in the cave. They didn't know when it's day, when it's night. So they knew that it was daytime. They lit a candle. They lit a candle in the cave. And when the candle shined brighter, they knew it was night. Because the purpose of choshech is that the oyer of a candle shines brighter when there's choshech. When there's just an absence of light, then not. So this is based on the fact that there's choshech at night, right? In that cave, there was no light. It was dark. Pitch dark, black, dark. But during the day, there was no choshech. There was no Or. Or couldn't get in. It was a totally sealed cave. But suddenly at night, there was choshech. How did the choshech get into the cave? It was a sealed cave. How did the choshech get into the cave? Yeah, you know? I don't understand the gosh. I guess no one else either does. Because or that comes from the light, so if you put a mechitza and it's sealed, so the or from the shemesh can't get there. But the choshech doesn't come from the light. Where's the source of the choshech? The Beshefa creator, it's there at night. It's everywhere. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's up, down, it's in the cave also. And therefore, the oyer was able to be doilek more. Now, the choshech of makas choshech, it's interesting, I saw because the Sephorn in Parshas Bereishis writes that the choshech of Maisa Bereishis was not a bria. It's taka the absence of life. Light. The absence of light. Now, there's a major concept the Olam has to know. Without the bria, I'm not going down into Tzimtzum and what was before and what was after. The Mishnah says in Chagiga Natu. But even like Rav Sadia going that Choshech is just the absence of light, that's also a bria. The header of something is also the Beshefer. Without the Beshefer, you don't have that either. And that's what the Marsha means. Now, the Sforna says that the Choshech in Sefer Bereishis was a header or. But by this makah of Choshech, it was a real bria. What was the purpose of this bria? That the candles of the Mitzrayim shouldn't work. So this is fascinating. The Choshech that's a bria in Bereishis is matara, is that a candle should shine brighter. This Choshech of Makas Choshech was punktfaker. It was a Choshech that was created so there shouldn't be a yecholus of light. Now, how did the Yidden see? Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moish v'isam, and they even went around and they were looking and they were finding the oitzrif. How did they see in the choshech? It's big tumult. How did they see it? Special goggles. The special night goggles work even by choshech, not just by in a cave. I don't think they work even different in a cave. Mono technology doesn't deal with that in you. So the emissaries, the Rabbi Mishlan tells them that they saw what these oitras are, and the Rabbi Mishlan later in the Parsha, we're getting ready for Makas Mechores, but the Rabbi Mishlan tells Klal Yisrael, Daberna, tells Moshe first, Daberna ba'ozne om, v'yishalu ishme esri eyu. Daberna, so Rashi says, why is he requesting it? Zok Rashi, eino elu loshen bakosha. Shalo yoymar oisai tzadik, Avram Avinu, v'avod v'inu oisam, kiyamte behem. V'achar ken yetze b'chush god, v'loi kiyamte behem. So I'm asking, please, as a bakosha, zok ta haflo. The haftoch ta avrom was rechush godol. Zok ta ponim yafas, he says, how is it possible with rechush godol? Whatever a person has, mi shi yesh leimone, roitza mitzayim. Ein o demeis, v'afilu chetzi tafosi biyon. How could a person have a rechush godol? Whatever you're giving him, it's going to be cut on. Whatever he had, if you mar the more, kol amoy says bereya, you're just digging a deeper hole. It's shoy samayim aluchim. How is it possible that they got a rechush gadol? The pshat is, it says that later on, the Yidden leave the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, and not only do they leave the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, they come to madrega of sameach bechelkoi. That when they take one thing, the Mitzrayim come to ask them, "Please take more." And they say no. And that's how they were zeichet to a rechush gadol. The Rabbi Shlom was megalia that Klal Yisrael is on such a madrega now that the rechush that they're going to take, they're not going to have that chetzi tavasi v'yodi. They're holding on the madrega of sameach b'chelkai. And they're taka going to be able to be zeichet to a rechush gadol. Zeichem tois. The Hemshech HaParsha, Perek Yud Beis is packed. We're going to talk about it a little bit. You have Karban Pesach, you have Makis Bechoris, again a recap of it in the middle, but first you have a Chodesh Ezelechem, the Rabbi Shalom is saying a Chodesh Ezelechem, all this forum talk about it, we'll say Mamash B'Ktzara, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, but let's assume that the Priya Sa'olam originally was in Tishrei, but Tishrei never Olam, it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, some say, Rabbi Natam says it's not a Machloikis, the Machshova, and the Maisa, but about that we have over here a new Priya from Chodesh Nisan, a Chodesh Ezelechem, in the Luach Hashanah, Nisan is called the seventh, is called the first month. Tishrei is the seventh month. Chodesh HaShvi. It's the beginning of the year. We call it the Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year from Bnei Sa'olam. But there was a new Bria. Because Bereishis already, the Erishta Rashi says, Bereishis B'Shvil Yisrael Shinik Bereishis. So there's a new Bria Sa'olam over here happening mitzad Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's creation is now another Bria Sa'olam. So it's a new Rosh Hashanah of sort. When did that happen? When does Klal Yisrael's creation happen? A lot of the Sfarim talk about this, that it happened exactly b'chatzos halayil of Makas B'chayrus. And I even saw there's a whole Indian that Rabbeinu Shalom said b'chatzos, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them k'chatzos. What's the grace to Indian that Makas B'chayrus should have to be b'chatzos? The pshat is mitzad maka ha'asiri anafkamina to pari if it happens at 11:58 or at 12:02. Makas B'chayrus, the Bechorim was a great Indian by the Mitzrayim, and it's also a call on their Avodah Zarah, on their Elohus. It was a tremendous clap. It's not enough to mean if it happens at 11:58. You know, Shalayim and Moshe Badoi. Pari's watching all the Bechorim Badoi. He says, it's only 11:58. Or it's 12:01. That's what Pari's going to be doing when he says. Oh, but the Indian is of Bachatzois, is because Taka at this moment of Chatzois is when Klal Yisrael was created. And we know that they were ready in Mem Tesh Shari Tumah. They were out of Madrega, that Emes, if they would wait one more second, they would have fallen into the Nun Shari Tumah. And in order to get out of that, there has to be a Yitzia Mukdam, and because of that, we have to have other Goliyos, Vechule. And that happens exactly at Chatzois. That precision that Klal Yisrael gets separated from the Mitzrayim has to happen at a split second. If it happens over a minute, there's going to be a Taroyos. There's going to be already a mixture. It's not good. It has to be so. The Nakuda of Bachatzois wasn't so much for Klal Yisrael, for Mitzrayim's Oynish, but for the Nakuda that Klal Yisrael has created, then it happens exactly at the split middle of Chatzois. Now, why Taka by Chatzois? We know that Chatzois is at the middle of the night, is when Midas Hadin switches over to Midas Harachamin. If the Maka would have happened a few minutes before, there would still be Pischon Peh for the Koyach HaKitrug to also shepherd the Yisraelim. But if we bowed, it happened mamish the last split second of right before now it's ready rachman. Now the leil, right, leil shimurim, it turns into laila. It's the zachar nekeva rachman din. I'm not going into all the inyan, but it happened exactly there. If it would have happened a few minutes before, the makatrik would still be able to be mamshich and not be mavchin and mamshich and kill the bechayri yisrael. But no, now it's too late. It happened exactly precision at that time. Now what you do with the briskerov, famous kashis pulim, the brisker haggadah, that there's no such thing as bachatzos. Because a night is 12 hours. It's the first 6 hours and the second 6 hours. In between those two 6 hours, there's no time, not even a millisecond. So when did Makas B'chayrus happen? At 11:59, or 12:01, like, there's no such thing as zero. There's the first half of the night and the second half of the night. So when did Makas B'chayrus happen? So the Rishkarov said, there's no such thing as death. The first half of the night they were alive, second half of the night they were dead. And it happened b'chatzos. It didn't happen in his mind. The Emes says, I heard a very interesting chiddush once from Rabbi Yochanan's wife, Shlita. He said a fascinating chiddush. He said that the purpose of Makas B'chayrus is that the Rabbi Yochanan wanted to show, besides what he already showed in the nine Makas already, that he's l'mala min hazman. So he gives a fascinating mashal. You know, it says in the Gemara and Megillah, in other places, orein eina min amida. The Oren and the Kodesh Kadoshim didn't take a place. You know what that means, it didn't take a place? It means if someone would measure the entire Kodesh Kadoshim, it's 10 Amos. Now the Oren is smack in the middle, so if someone would measure from the wall till the Oren, 5 Amos. Someone measures from the end of the Oren to the other end of the wall, 5 Amos. 5 and 5 is 10. If someone would take a measuring stick and measure the Oren, it's an Am and a half. Right? But the whole thing, 5 plus 1 and a half plus 5 is 11 and a half, but no, it's 10. It's there, and it's not taking up space. So he said the same thing with Makas B'chayrus. He brings a medrash that it says they were goysesim. It was a long, drawn-out maka. It took a lot of, sorry for the better note, lack of different terminology, a lot of time. But it didn't, because there was one, it's the gila standing there from the beginning of the night to make sure Moshe is a badoy, yeah, checking it out. And the maka started exactly after 6 hours. And the maka took a long time, again, sorry for the terminology. When the maka was falling over and everyone finished choking, they said, okay, it's over, now let's count. And again, it was 6 hours. So when did the maka happen? Middle of the night. It didn't take up time. It was l'malam in azman. It took time, but it was l'malam in azman. Think about it. But it's interesting because the pasuk says, "Ve'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim." So the Rabbi Shmuel of Diskin says, "Ve'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim." That Makas B'chayrus was like a wave. Why was it like a wave? Because the emes, if it exactly happened b'chatzos, it's not the same time here as it is at the under end of this room. I mean, the time zones are broken up more. Conveniently, New York, California, South Africa, same thing as here, but you know, there's all kinds of time zones. They do it on a pretty lengthy amount of time, but technically it's not the same time anywhere. So the exact Chatzos went through Mitzrayim like a wave. Mitzrayim itself, it might be in one time zone, but it's different times. And the exact Bachatzos, as time means the Galgal, the Chan, whatever. So that also could be, he's up there, that's why it says Va'avarti, that it went like a wave. But that's also why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pari, Kachatzos. We have a new shot now why he said Kachatzos. Because Shtelzichfar, Pari's Armon, Pari's palace, or wherever he lived, was not at the Grenitz, it wasn't at the border. So the Makkah started at the border. And I don't know how far away it was from the border, but it was could even have been a few seconds, or maybe even a minute, till it was real Bachatzos in Paris place. So it was cut. And he's getting ready online reports of it happening, right? Because you can talk to someone on the phone at a different time. So he knew it was Vavarti. It wasn't at the same time. That's the Vavarti of Makas Bechoiris. Yeah, a few mamish teimis. There's huge sugis here, but the fascinating balaturim here, I don't know what to do with it. I saw some people may, you know, I don't know who made the mistake. Something's wrong with it. The pasuk says, listen carefully. Shivas yomim matzos teichelu, for 7 days. Ach vayom harishon tashbisu sarmi b'teichem. But on the first day, you should do tashbisu. What's the first day? The day before. Sugim sachem. 6 hours on erev Pesach. Why? Kikolei chalchametz v'nichrasa, the whole story. Zok the balaturim, ach is gematria choiva, she'ein chiyuv el b'yom rishon. What does it mean, she'ein chiyuv el b'yom rishon? So, l'choira, he's referring to the Gemara of Sachem Daf Kuf Chof, that even though the ratio of this pasuk says, shivas yamim matzis techeilu, that it says in the first there's a chiyuv to eat matzis for 70, seven for 7 days, but we darshan ach, and he's darshaning the word ach back on the ratio of the pasuk, and it's ach b'yom rishon, nothing to do with tashbisu, but that shivas yomim matzos teichelu ach b'yom rishon ach gematria chayva is only on the first day. That the chiyuv is only on the first day. Meaning, even though etz and the pshuta shemikra is ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, but the Baal Turim is playing with the words and he's reading it differently. Shivas yomim matzos teichelu, that it says all 7 days. Over ach gematria v'chayva is only b'yom rishon. That the chiyuv to matzah is only on the first day. Tes vav. I think that's pshat in the Baal Turim. Even though in some editions it says the Dibur HaMasel Shivas Yom HaMatzah Techeilu Ach Vayem HaRishon Tashbisu, they put that under the Dibur HaMasel, but it's L'chaira, he's playing with the word Ach goes on before. What's interesting is that in the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Tashbisu has a famous clear, if the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Yudalad Nisan, as the Gemara at length learns out of Sochem, that on Erev Pesach there's a Chiyah Tashbisu from Chatzos, or in fact, during the 7 days of Pesach, there's also an Inyan of Tashbisu the whole time. It's a big tumult in the Acharonim. I'm not going into all the rayas for that, but I saw in the Minhag HaSchinuch, someone, whoever did it, quotes this Baal HaTurim as a raya that Tashbisu was only before Pesach. Because it says, Ach, choyva she'ein choyva ela b'yoyim rishon, that the choyva is only on Yudal of Nisan. I don't think that's what the Baal HaTurim means. Oh, the Eibishter told him to take from the Dam, Min Adam Asher Basaf, which is the Dam of the Korban Pesach, and the Baal HaTurim says that Min Adam is the same gematria as the main Milo, because we're talking here about Dam Pesach and Dam Milo, and they did both on that night, because that night they did Milo, because it was Laila to Yoim Yoir, because it was Taka Bechina of Yoim, even though it was Laila, because the Chatzos kept in the Bechina, right, all that in Yonim. So the point is like this, they did Milo, they did Pesach, and that's why we say in that God, B'demayi Chayi. Do you realize it's fascinating that Pesach and Milo are the two mitzvahs essay that have Chiv of Karis? That's how chomer it is. What's the inyan that the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milvus, they both did that night? And it, L'doiris, there are 36 chiyuv krisis, but two, all of them are from a lav. Pesach and Mila are so yesoidistic, so fundamental, that the essay of Pesach and Mila, they're not doing it. The bittul essay is the chiyuv karis. The pshat is because Pesach and Mila represent something very yesoidistic, which is, the Mila represents that a yid is in this world for kiyum mitzvahs. There are a mach mitzvahs essay, and that's what we're here for. We might eat and drink and do our bodily in yonim because as a chetimtza to do our avodas Hashem, and we're not malachim, we're sent down here to be bnei Adam. But as the bnei Adam, kol kuloi our ramach ivorim is for avodas Hashem be'etzem. Kol echad l'fi madrigosei, but that's be'etzem, that's what Mila is. Mila says, there's a shtickle that's not negay your avodas Hashem. It's irrelevant. Get rid of it. My entire Ramach Evarim is for avodas Hashem. This baby's 8 days old. We have a Masorah. We know that there's a certain shtickle that's not negay his avodas Hashem. Okay, so I cut it off. It's not negay. That's how Yisoyus the Gemila is. And Pesach was the same thing, because Pesach was Mishchu Ukulachem to be menatik from the avodas Zara of the Mitzrayim. And again, it was stelling avek kol kulay, that we're only kol kulay to avoid this Hashem. Oh, interesting. It says they were carrying mish'aroisam. The Meshech Chochma brings a mechilta. The mechilta of an art. The mechilta says mish'aroisam. What were they carrying in the leftover? What was in the bag? Mish'aroisam. So he says it was the leftovers of the matzah and the maror. I saw that some say they didn't have tefillin yet. They didn't have an ois. The Chassam Sofer says that. Yeah, he said they didn't have the ois of tefillin. So for them, the ois that they're carrying is the matzah and the maror, the shirayim of the matzah and the maror. Hagam, I saw Rabbi Shulay Diskin brings a medrash that they made the parashis of tefillin and the button from the... Not the button, the parashis from the or of the Karban Pesach. I don't know when they wrote it. It's at night. I don't know. It's Yom Tefosah. He has a whole thing that the tefillin was from the se of the Karban Pesach, Ayin Sham, but the Chassam Sofer says that the Mesharoisim was the leftovers of the Matzah and Morah. That was the Chefs Shal Mitzvah that they had. But he says, the Meshech Chochma, what about the Shirayim of Pesach? What about with the leftovers of the Basar? So he says, there was no leftover of the Basar. Why? Because they Sreifas Noisar. Now when do you burn the Noisar? B'derechah, every year in Pesach, when did they burn the Noisar? Not on Yontif. Why didn't they do Shreifas Noisar on Yontif? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Esed Loisei, Yivam Esmo. Ein Esed Doicha Loisei Vesei. And since Yontif is an Esei and a Loisei, you don't burn the Noisar until Cholamoy. We think Boiker after. So the Meshech Chachma says, this is before Matan Torah. It's before Shabbos. It was Yontif. But there was no Shabbos yet. So the Yontif then was only a Lav and not an Esed. The essay of Shabbos and of Yontif only came in after they got Shabbos. So at this stage, there was only a lav. So it was essay of Chalois. And they had a TV of Noisa. What?
You do it tomorrow.
No, you don't wait. Oh, Efshel Amachar.
Yeah.
Yeah, why isn't there an Efshel Amachar? But that's not what the Gemara says. So, but the cash on the Gemara. No, but the Gemara says by the Gemara says, Sreifas Noisa was not Doicha Yontif, because Enes and Doicha Loisa Vesay. And the Gemara brings to the other Makaris. And you're asking, what about Efshel Amach? It's a nice kasha on the Sugin Shabbos, Chavdal and Beis, under Samir, yeah? So, Zokta Meshech Chochma, Loib Rav Ashi, that the reason why Sreifas Noiser is not Doicha, because Enes and Doicha Loisa Vesay, but in those days, when they're going out of Mitzrayim, Essay of Noiser they had. It's in Parshas Boy, Perak Yud Beis. In Chiv Sreifas Noiser. It's for Yomtif they had. It was the Schadish or Yomtif of Pesach. It wasn't for 7 days, it was only for one day. But it was there. But there was no essay of Shabbos line, so they pack a burnt the Noisa. So the only thing left, the Mesharoisim, that's why the Mechilta is Madgish, that the Mesharoisim was only the Matz and the Morer and not the Pesach. What do you mean the Makor of Esed HaChalaisa say? The Makor of Esed HaChalaisa they didn't have. Much what to do with it, that's nice. Another shtickle, the Meshech Chochma, it says, Ve'etzem le'sish v'ruboy, Ve'etzem le'sish v'ruboy, and the pasuk continues, Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oisai. What's Kol Adas Yisrael? So he says, it's coming like this, there's a whole shayla of Esed HaChol Oisai, if you break the bone, right? Should you do Shviris Etzem, in order to take out the Moyach from the Etzem, to eat more from the Pesach. So Avada, first of all, it's not the Idna, that's Toysis, Piske Toysis, and Zvochim, sounds familiar, I don't know if you know this. But the Meshech Chochma wants to say the pasuk is being marbe kol adas Yisrael. Azoy will say, why do you have to break the bone? There's enough meat for the chabura. No, but even kol adas, even if there's a huge chabura against Yisrael, was nimna on Pesach Echad, still etzem leisish b'rubo. You don't say esed oich aloisa say by the shviris etzem. And you have to know, what about the idna? The Mishnah says in Bechoyris, Daf Yud Gimel, Mitzvahs Yibum Koidim LeMitzvahs Chalitza, Mitzvahs Pidia Koidim LeMitzvahs Arifa. And then Abishol argues, right? So the Mishnah is comparing that by Petach Amor, we're getting to the end of the parasha. And there's a mitzvah to be poid to the Petach Hamor. If you're not poid it, instead there's a mitzvah of Arifa. Similarly by Yibum, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And plan two, if you don't do Yibum, instead you do Chalitza. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Bikur, in Perikid Beis, there's a mitzvah's essay to be poid to the Petach Hamor. And if you're not right to live doisoy, so there's a mitzvah's essay la'orpoy. Shenemer, l'petach hamor, tifde b'seh. Im lo yisif deh, va'arachtoy. U'shtei mitzvah's eru le'heges b'chomokim b'chozman. U'mitzvah's pediya k'idemes u'mitzvah's arif. And there's no avashol, yeah? Frek derive it. Frek derive it. Chaye roishi. I don't know if the rabbi was being cute because he's talking about the mitzvah of arifas roish, but he asks. Chaye roishi. Ein zeh min ha'piltov oloi min ha'das ha'meyushiv. There's no mitzvah's essay of Arifa, he says. There's no mitzvah's essay. The mitzvah's pediyah. If you're not doing pediyah, and you're trying to ruin the mazik, the moment of the kohen, and not give it to him, so we say, chop off the head. It's not a mitzvah. So he's up to write it.
It's a knas.
It's a knas. Deraisa, but it's a knas. But it's not called a mitzvah. It's interesting. The same Mishnah says, mitzvah's chalitza kohen, and mitzvah's yibam. Yibam and chalitza are both mitzvahs. Arifa and pediyah, which is the same Mishnah. Arifa and pediyah, that's an interesting machloikis. Rambam and Raibit. Now I saw a fascinating zach. I'm going to end with this with the Yelis HaShachar in the Chumash. He doesn't still sue this Rambam and the Raibit, I don't think. I don't remember. But he clears a shayla, but it's mavil. Again, if you're not doing pediyah, so the din is araptoy, and you're saying the taj it's a knas, it's a machlok, is it a mitzvah? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah. So clears the Yelis HaShachar. What's the din if this guy, the chamor, is more than fifth of his nechassim? He doesn't have too many things that he owns. This chamor is more than a chaymish nechassim. For a mitzvah's essay, you don't spend more than a chaymish nechassim. Do you do a rifa if the chamor is worth more than a chaymish nechassim? I don't know, maybe it's talking in the Rambam and the Raigin. Is it an essay? Is it a knas? I don't know how much the pedi of the seh would have cost. The seh could be less of a price. But the chamor is worth more than a chaymish. He's mesupik if there's a din a rifa on yoysen chaymish. Tov, there's a lot to say, interesting svar. The chepsa, the mitzvah itself. As I clarified, is there a din of arifa when it's more than chaymish?